already won goddamn kisses and then, you know.
Hey.
But I got to prepare them, and I want to put them together. I want to prove it's great, but I don't want to put this qualified. Not as much as she's 18. She's rather better than that. So what do we do about it?
Well, let me think about that.
You know what they recommended to me? Lee and Panetti.
Well, they say you're sick, man. They still come. They're rich.
Congressman George Fallon on 90.
Well, I put Bill in on this if he's not briefing, and you take
that, yes, sir. Will do. Just a moment.
Mr. President?
Yes, George.
On this bill that we were supposed to take up in executive session this morning.
How's your cold, George? They told me you've been out a couple of days.
Yeah, well, I still have it, but I'm operating on open. We've had a meeting of the our Democratic committee. We got the votes to pass anything that we might want to bring out. But
they tell me that the boys are kind of surrounding us up there at the congressional. These billboard boys are in pretty heavy. You feel them any?
Mr. President, they're not making any headway with any members of our committee.
That's good. That's good.
They've been on it for a couple of weeks, so that doesn't make much difference what they do in the next day or so. But I can say this.
But I does on your 21-day rule, George.
Now, we have an agreement, though. I mean, we had discussed the thing, and most of the members on our side agree that if we could study the Senate bill, which we haven't been able to do, our staff and our members have been looking over it all morning since we have it, and it's just, unless we get the Senate bill, there's nothing we can do intelligently on it. Now, if we meet this morning...
I thought we had an agreement pretty well. We went over with the House before we even went to see the Senate what we were going to try to do. And I had Bill Moyer come up and talk to your staff for 3 days up there.
That's right.
He's been meeting, when talking to the individual members and to your staff people and to Klusinski and the subcommittee group. And we took what we agreed on with your people over to the Senate, and the Senate... amended their bill and put it in with the understanding that you all would try to take the Senate bill so that we would have no disparity between them. Now,
we will do that as soon as we
get it in the record this morning.
Well, we can't. It's not before us, and we can't make the staff can't intelligently to present these amendments to the committee. The way they appear in the congressional record. So that we're waiting for a bill from the Senate, of which we will get at noon, and have the staff study it, our members study it, so that we can come up with an intelligent bill.
What will be the difference of the bill you get at 12 o'clock printed on white paper with a number on it and the bill that's printed last night in the congressional record, the identical language?
Only because we can't understand what the amendments are as they appear in the Senate and in the record. And we're having a caucus in about 15 minutes with our whole Democratic side to discuss this, what we know about the Senate amendments. We're trying to get our staff now to go through them and see what the changes are as far as the House bill is concerned, so that we can present them to the committee. As it stands now, the only people that have amendments to offer are the Republicans, and they have 22 amendments. And they will be here till Sunday night to listen to their amendments. Well, we want to come in on Monday with a bill. We'll take the Senate bill in toto with a very few minor changes, because I don't think some of them, and I say this with all due respect to the Senate, that some of the amendments that were offered, we don't even understand, and we can't get an understanding from the printed record. So that we thought that we could get this bill on Monday, we could pass it probably Monday or Tuesday, and because we have the votes to do it. As it is now, our membership can't, our staff don't understand the action of the Senate, and certainly we don't. So that it's almost unanimous with the Democrat side that we wait till we get the Senate bill, study it, bring it out, and pass it, substitute for the House bill.
Yes.
I thought you'd gone.
I am. I'm so damn shocked that you take that kind of position that I can't believe I'm talking to my Democratic chairman.
Well, Mr. President, I have taken the consensus, not only my own thoughts, but the consensus of the ranking members of our committee.
Well, I can't do anything about it. If that's what you, as leader, if that's the best you can deliver and produce, that's Kramer's line, that's the billboard line, that's what they want.
No, I don't think we're going to be subject to any billboard line on it, Mr.
I have been for 3 months around here. You'd be surprised at the strange faces I see and I run into every day. And I think that when you delay it over to next week, you got to get a 21-day rule that you have just sent it to the graveyard.
Well, I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so.
I would, and I've had little experience up there. I thought you ought to have had the bill out a month ago. I don't know why the hell you've waited, but you all got a lot of bills, and if you treat mine that way, why, not anything I can do about it.
Well, we've passed everything that's...
to take it, but we'll try to understand it, and not, I can't make you do it. I just think your committee ought to report the Senate bill this morning like we all understood you were going to do.
Report the Senate bill this morning?
Yes, sir.
Well, that'd be impossible to do that.
I think it would be, too, in the way you hear it, but that's what we all talked about. We briefed everybody on your staff. We've gone over your staff. We've gone over the individual members. We've had meeting after meeting after meeting, and I understood that Kramer didn't want last night. He wouldn't even attend the meeting, but I don't know why y'all, the Democratic committee, can't get together and report a Democratic bill.
The only thing that Kramer does out for our committee is delaying action, but he never wins.
That's what we're doing now. We're going over to next week.
He doesn't win.
Have you figured out your 21 days when you go over next week? You put us up in November.
Oh, no. Well, that I think. And
have you figured that out?
The Senate bill has not been referred to us yet. We can't even consider it.
You don't have to have it referred to you. We have referred it to you a week ago. Line by line, word by word, amendment by amendment. Bill Moyer's gone over it with your people.
Not the amendments that the Senate agreed to yesterday.
Exactly. That's where they came from.
Well, I understand that there's some more amendments that that the administration wants to offer to the bill that we don't know about.
Well, the administration's available to you every minute. They'll give you any information you want. If you all just meet with them and let them come in and take action. But if you go over next week now, they tell me then you'll have to wait till the fourth Monday, and then it's your 21-day rule. You'll be way back to the latter part of October, and you won't get it up this session.
Well, I think we could get it out this session.
Well, you just check it now and see. Because the head billboard lobbyist told us, frankly, last night, that if he could get two more days, he'd have the thing dead. And I think he will have.
Well, I can tell you this. We can't get the bill that we're talking about now past the House, but if you let us refine it and bring them an intelligent bill, like we've always done from this committee, I certainly think we can pass it without any difficulty.
I would like you all to bring any bill out that serves the public interest if you bring it out, but this is September, and it's been before your committee since last spring.
Well,
June, July, August, September.
Well, I understand that, but we had a lot of other business before.
Yeah, I know it, and they're going to have a lot of delay on this one. But, okay, George, you just, you make your own bed, and we'll play with each other best we can. But I think you're screwing me good, and I want you to know that I know it.
Okay.
I'm like the country girl. I feel it.
You do? Oh, Mr. President, I'm going to talk to the committee again.
Now, the Senate bill is in the record. Your people know what it is.
We've
got to vote with the other crowd. No use postponing it. Just stand up like a man and say, hell, I belong to them. Or if you want to vote with us, then move to adopt the Senate bill, report it out, we file a 21-day notice, and then we separate the men from the boys. It's that simple, the way I see it.
Well, I'm right here with two of our best, three or four of our best men, and they all feel the same as I do about it.
Who are you with, George?
Jones and Blapnick and the chairman of the subcommittee.
I'm sorry Klutz Brzezinski feels that way about it, because I thought that he had agreed with us that he'd report this bill. And I'm sorry that Blatnick feels that way about it, but...
There hasn't been anybody I know that wants to get this bill out and passed as quick as Johnny Kuczynski.
I'm for that. Why in the hell don't you do it then?
Well, that's what we're...
I get excuses and reasons as to why.
That's what we're trying to do, and...
Well, just take the Senate bill, move, substitute it for the House bill, ask it be report the calendar, call the ayes and noes. That's the way to do it.
We just can't do it until we get the Senate bill.
But it's right in the record this morning.
Now, under a parliamentary situation, we can't get it until it's referred to us.
Parliamentary situation, all you got to do is take the page out of the record and say, I offer this to substitute for the House bill. I've had a slight amount of parliamentary experience in my younger days.
Yeah, well, I know you have. You had a lot of it.
Well, don't give me that stuff about having to wait for a bill to be messaged over.
Well, even in the record, one paragraph names an amendment one number, and then when you refer to it again, it's got a different number, and we just can't make heads or tails out of the record.
I think you'd make heads or tails out of it if you delay it, because that'll put us over where we can't pass it this session. And y'all do whatever you best you can, George. You a man I've got to rely on.
President,
Chairman, if you can't pee a drop, well, I'm in trouble anyway. But the bill's in the record, and I can read. And if I had a pocket knife, I'd cut it out and offer it as a substitute for the House bill. And move the previous question on it and call a roll.
I'll take it up with them. We're going into caucus and the Democratic caucus in a few minutes, and I'm going to give them that message, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Okay.